What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University here recording to you, coming to you on this Monday morning, November 3rd, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics, whether that is men's, women's basketball, football, cross country, men's, women's golf, baseball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's rowing, men's, women's track and field, women's tennis. I think we covered it all right there as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the podcast. Yeah, so right now I'm recording a little bit ahead, I will be recording ahead this week. I will be out of town leaving on Friday afternoon around lunchtime, somewhere around there. So I will during the week record a couple extra episodes, and then that should be taken care of for you guys there while I'm out of town. And of course, hopefully once I get back, we will recap what happened over the weekend with our Kansas State athletics teams out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. I will hopefully get to reaction tonight of what happened last weekend on Saturday, where K-State made plenty more mistakes than Texas Tech in the loss to 13th-ranked Texas Tech on Saturday there. We're going to take a quick look at what else happened, I'm going to just skip here for a minute here. Let me go back to the tab a little bit. Yeah, so we're going to check the standings last there. So we're going to check what happened around the Big 12, obviously, with a loss in Manhattan, Kansas. I predicted in the pregame over the weekend that we're going to lose the game, but it seemed like there are chances out there. K-State left out there on the table. There's some missed opportunities out there for K-State, and so it's been one of those things that K-State just made too many mistakes in that game on Saturday there. And of course, Texas Tech, you know, there's a missed opportunity early in the game, right? That Avery Johnson ran over Texas Tech a couple years ago, picked up right where he left off against them there, but you had a chance really to put them in the hole, and they didn't do it, and they just made way too many mistakes there for a K-State team that's supposed to be disciplined, and they didn't get the job done. That's just the way it is there. And no, I'm not gonna sit here being all pissed off about it, because look, I mean, I predicted K-State will lose this game, and so the fact that that's the matter is, you're now a 3-loss team in the conference. And yeah, so what else you got to look for? What are you playing to get? Try to get bowl eligible. That's the big thing there as well for K-State, as they lost to Texas Tech over the weekend in Manhattan, Kansas, 43-20 there. As they made more even pile on, there was even more mistakes at the end of the game there as well. So, and everybody's talking about the crowd and whatnot. This rule about you can't bring drinks back to the stand, right, and whatnot. The atmosphere isn't there. I mean, I can go on another podcast and rant about that as well, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have a time or patience to do that. Not today. Where I got to get through. I got to get through today before I can rant on anything else. But so yeah. So yeah, we got more problems than just the fans not engaged with the football team or whatever it is. That could be a big problem in itself anyways as well. Yeah, we sell it out and whatnot. Yeah, you say that. I mean, yeah, we sell it out every year. I understand that. I've been to plenty of K-State football games. I get that. I get that part of it. But, again, it's just like one of those things. You can't use that as an excuse. You can't use that as an excuse, though. You're out there paying all that money, especially you're a season ticket holder, right? You're paying all that money to go to the game. I'm there for the game. I'm not out. Hey, you had all that time. Tailgating, baby. I mean, you had all tailgate. You're there either at night or in the morning. Well, mostly in the morning anyway. But you get what I'm saying. That, I don't know. That irritates me even more. So I shouldn't be worried about fan stuff. Again, y'all do what y'all want to do. I'm not saying, you know, you can't tailgate. I ain't saying all that. But again, it goes back to the point of, hey, look, I mean, you're there to support your K-State team. I mean, look, I mean, obviously, so, I mean, that could be a whole nother episode right there, you know. People try and use that as an excuse. You can't use that really as an excuse right there, but, or you can make it one of the problems there. So I've been to plenty of K-State football games over the years, and despite not having, I haven't been to a football game, and I'll be up front, I haven't been to a football game. It's going to be 2 years since I've been to a K-State football game, given my circumstance, which I'm not going to share on this podcast. Some people will know outside of the podcast, but a lot of y'all don't, and I don't want to share that with y'all. But you know, again, I mean, hey, I am bouncing off the walls wanting to go to K-State football game. I can't really do that, even though, yes, I'm 2 hours away, right? So, I mean, y'all had the opportunity to do that. And I did not expect to go on a rant about fans in this on a segment, but here I am talking about it. And that's been kind of what's been, at least on one of the other podcasts, been brought it up. I mean, you know, can't bring drink beer back in the state and wanting to have this rule and whatnot, and people not engage. I mean, people have TVs outside of the stadium. And I get that, because I've been to a lot of tailgates. So I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say I haven't seen any, because I have seen a lot in my time. And it's just like I'm wanting to go to K-State football. I want to go out there to see these events out there. So again, it's one of those things. But again, K-State, the football team, they got a lot of answer for. Obviously, not living up to expectations, and now you have to win, what, two of the next three, something like that, to get bowl eligible. And you got to beat Oklahoma State and Colorado to do that. I don't know you're going to beat Utah. All right, that's just the point of it being there. Utah looked really good. They look really good against Cincinnati. They drilled Cincinnati. And speaking of which, that's a good transition into the scoreboard. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Did not expect to react to crowd situations and whatnot. Eddie Greer III for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Utah manhandled Cincinnati, blew them out, 45-14. That was a game I watched. Back and forth between that and the Game 7, a thrilling, an unbelievable Game 7 of the World Series there. So 45-14, that was a pair of two top 25 teams there, and Utah was ready to play, and Cincinnati was not. Other games, how about the upset of, I'm looking down here real quick, upset of the weekend in the Big 12. West Virginia upset Houston by 10, 45-35 in the game. Yeah, as well. So Houston goes down at home. At home against West Virginia. West Virginia. I believe West Virginia is off the snide. Because if I remember correctly, we had talked about it all year long when it comes to like looking around the Big 12, right? Houston, nope, not Houston. Oklahoma State and West Virginia, winless teams in the conference. Well, I believe that's their West Virginia's first conference win, upsetting Houston in Houston. Incredible. Incredible stuff right there. 45-35. Baylor dusted UCF 30-3. Arizona State held on to beat Iowa State, trending down Iowa State. And that's even more fun looking back at it now. And wait, hold on. 24-19. Let's get to the rest of the scores. Kansas defeated Oklahoma State 38-21. And then Arizona routed Colorado 52-17 in Boulder there as well. Back to Iowa State real quick, and then we'll take a look at the standings here in just a moment. But yeah, that's even more frustrating now. that Iowa State game is even more frustrating, because you had a chance to win that ball game, go all the way back to the beginning of the season, and you did not get the job done right there. Again, you had plenty of chances to win that football game. You did not do it. you did not do it at all in that game. And that's even more frustrating. So it looks like K-State had a, what is that word? That jet lag early in the season, or whatever you want to call that excuse. It's come back to Iowa State now as they beat. As Iowa State has gone, I think Iowa State has gone the last three games losing Big 12 games. So Iowa State, they're going the wrong direction. And that loss now is even more frustrating than it previously was. Because Iowa State looked really good in the beginning of the season. Now they just self-destructed 5-4. Now we switch gears a little bit to the standings now. Let me see if I can do that real quick. I gotta go back to the same thing. Yeah, here. So here's the current standings right now as it is. Texas Tech and Cincinnati and Russell, Cincinnati came in the weekend undefeated, and now they lost, and now Texas Tech is in that spot. BYU, the lone Big 12 undefeated team, and Big 12 and undefeated across the West. Was there 8-0, and it looks like, I believe, if I'm right, it's BYU and Texas Tech for College Game Day. So how about that? And I believe they were in Utah last week. So College Game Day could get back-to-back Big 12 appearances on College Game Day. How about that? So looks like it's going to be, well, depending on what Cincinnati does next week or this upcoming weekend, this could be really kind of switch gears. Houston had an opportunity. They lost. Utah won. Arizona State. So BYU, you're lone undefeated, followed by Texas Tech and Cincinnati at 5-1. Houston, Utah, and Arizona State 4-2. The rest include TCU's 3-2. Three teams at 3-3. Baylor, K-State, and Kansas. Arizona's 2-3. Iowa State, damn, 2-4 in the conference. Yeah, they self-destructed. UCF, Colorado, and West Virginia. Good old West Virginia on the board in 2025 as far as the Big 12 conference is concerned there. UCF 1-4, Colorado and West Virginia 1-5. Oklahoma State has yet to win a conference game. And oh boy, and I am thinking about this right now to wrap up this portion of the podcast. If we go now, I think the Oklahoma State game is on the road. Yeah, it's on the road because last year we played them at home. I don't want to look ahead too far, but my goodness. Ooh, if we go down there to sit still water and lose, where, look, K-State has had their moment, had their share of moments down there in Stillwater, but you go down and lose, it's already been a terrible season as it is. I mean, that's going to be bad, but we still have a little bit to get there as well. As we kind of look at the rest of the K-State schedule here for the rest of the year. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, ooh, damn, nailed it. Oklahoma State. And actually, as I'm looking at this now, K-State's on a bye week this week. Oh, so there is still time to get a reaction. And so, but I'm going to try to do that tonight, hopefully. But we'll see what the rest of this Monday has in store. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building here on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, man. So next time, Oklahoma State. So they're Wuna. So we caught a little bit of break there. Me being out of town this weekend. There's no football game this weekend. So Oklahoma State is next on the list. And then Utah and Colorado. Damn. We got three games left of the football season. That's crazy. That's unbelievable. That is crazy right there. So only three games left. And you got to go down to Oklahoma State. Hey, we go down, and I just continue the thoughts. We play Oklahoma State next. We go down there and lay an egg against Oklahoma State, give Oklahoma State that win. Oh boy. I do not want to think about that whatsoever there as well. I was spot on then. You got to win two of your next three to get bowl eligible. Can K-State even do that? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You can sit here and pick games on paper, but I mean, we'll find out. So K-State is on another bye week. So I thought the last one was the last bye. Apparently three byes. So K-State on another bye week, the football team at least, there as well. So that is a look at what happened last week around Big 12, and of course what happened in Manhattan, Kansas, there as K-State lost, and the game really got away from K-State in the third and in the second half in general there as well. So no football game. So there's that. that question has been answered here on this Big 12 recap of the Pro Punch Podcast. All things K-State sports. Again, get it wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, and plenty more everywhere now. And a big thank you to you guys continuing to support this K-State Athletics Podcast. Number two, fresh content on Podbean. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 EDD Idea Process Podcast. That's once again G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 EDD Idea Process Podcast, for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats there. There's two episodes up now for your listening adventures there. So while the K-State football team continues to find a way to or search the answers to trying to finish out the year strong, make sure you go listen to the latest two episodes over there on the Podbean channel. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, whether it's a new fan, current fan, a student at K-State, alumni, a big K-State fan, or even a Big 12 fan, about the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. And don't forget, if you'd be more than willing to leave us a rating, 4 or 5 stars, preferably there. Doesn't help us out, but it helps you guys out. Will other Kansas State fans find this podcast? This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Good cats.